to me, the links between the different branches of the business are extremely important in this process. It is an iterative process. It can't be anything else. And in order for young people to be truly creative, they have to have some goals, have some direction of some kind. And in a business, it ought to have a pretty strong market base and orientation. But they don't have to be bathed in all the problems of the market. They don't have to understand everything about the existing market. They just have to have some ideas, some concepts, some dreams about how something they might do in a particular area might be useful. So I grew up being hammered with the words need-oriented R&D, and I understand that very well. I also grew up in an environment where people were given considerable flexibility to think how some new branch of science might possibly be useful without knowing exactly how. And I appreciate that, and I support it, and I think a certain amount of that is fine. In the university, it's great. In an important, large research facility like ours, it has a place. But it isn't 90% of the work. It's more like 10 or 5 or whatever. And so innovation has to do with product and process and new markets, new concepts, new branches of science that clearly are going to change the way the world works.
We've talked about teamwork, we've talked about changes in management agendas. Let's look at the chemical industry in a more general sense. What would you say have been the major changes in the industry during your career?
Well, without question, globalization and competition. And of course, those are not separate issues, but what I told you earlier, the difference between DuPont in 1950 and DuPont in 1970 was at least as much outside the company as inside the company. We simply, in that period of time, developed enormously competent competitors in all parts of the world that were fully up to date in technology and were well capitalized and were interested in serving world markets and were not just competitors in their countries, but throughout the world. So that's a huge change. The recognition that markets were going to be opened and that businesses, if they were going to be large and important in a discipline like chemistry, would have to be global, that was a huge change. They're woven together, but those are the things that really transformed us. Environmental concerns are are there, but they really relate to how we do our business, not what the business is and what the new challenges and opportunities are, well, to some extent, but it's a little bit of a different category. The globalization and the emergence of competition on a scale that you could not have imagined in 1950, I think, are the things that really have transformed this industry. And we do it very well. You know, the chemical industry is a net exporter, partly because of the good fortune of having good resources and very good universities, very good people to work with. We're fully competitive. The only arena in which we're not competitive is one where we have a competitor who has one hand in the federal till, and that's hard. We still haven't quite learned how to cope with that.
I guess the airline industry has had similar problems.
In spades. In spades.
What do you think is important in terms of chemical innovation? We talked about how you changed R&D within DuPont, but in general, what's important for new ideas to come down in the future?
This, more than anything else with the existing businesses, is the right kind of dialogue between marketing and manufacturing and R&D. And it takes lots of different forms. When research people really know what the problems are in the plant and they're really convinced that marketing cares about it, lots of good things happen. When they're not sure that anybody gives a damn, nothing happens. And so it's, to me, there's nothing more important than the right kind of communication within the company. And I would submit that some exposure outside the company is pretty good for innovators. And certainly some focus on what's going on in major markets is important to them and what the competition is doing. Nothing quite as sobering as a hands-on experience with a competitor's product that's a little better than yours. That does focus the mind.
Do you think that in the earlier days that the R&D people were pretty sheltered from the outside world, or were they always?
Well, in some places, yeah, in some places not. Some departments were very good at going out and finding out what the problems were in the marketplace. Some were kind of defensive, or at least not very offensive. Generalizations are just that, they're not really very helpful. But I'd say we did go through a period between about 1950 and 1970 when we really believed that we could specify the agenda for the chemical industry and for the markets we serve. It would be our new products that were really important, and all we had to do was use the right venture techniques, make a good analysis of the market and turn our technical people loose on the obvious options and just get in there and hit it with a brand new business. Well, that's great, except that you're not operating in a vacuum. And the difference between the environment that existed in 1950 and 1970 was really overwhelming, and we just had to stop being internally focused, or at least so weighted on that side. At no time did the plant ignore the markets and the rest of the world. But there was a period when we did have a large preoccupation with what went on within the company, and we're not quite as sensitive as we should have been to what was going on outside. Pure and simple.
One last minor question that I have, and that is, when you won the SCI medal, what meaning did that have?
Well,
to you?
In some respects, not much, because those things happen to people that are in the right place. But in many respects, very special, because my view of DuPont and the chemical industry is that those two entities are a collection of very honorable and very bright and very nice people. People that you may compete with tooth and nail, but you respect and you like when you get to know them. So maybe it's an old-fashioned view of life, but I really liked the business I was in, and I liked the competitors I had and the markets we served. And so having your friends say nice things about you is always very agreeable. But it was in that context, I've often thought about trying to honor somebody, what that really means. You don't ever heap honor on them. They've earned the honor. The rest of the world usually knows that they're unusual contributors or have been unusually fortunate or whatever. So your recognition is really kind of after the fact and perhaps not very important. And so awards per se, they are what they are, and I don't much get excited one way or the other. But to have your friends appreciate that you're a player is nice. And I have to tell you, it was pleasant for me. Don't think it made me better, don't think it made me worse.
Is there anything else that I haven't covered that you'd like to add at this point?
I think I've had diarrhea of the mouth for 2 or 3 hours, so I'm the one that probably overdid it.
No, not at all.
But no, I think this is certainly a pretty good crash course in what's happened in the last 30 or 40 years. I still think it's a very honorable profession and a wonderful industry, and I hope our society will eventually learn how important we are and be a little more appreciative. They should. Now, we haven't talked much about the academic relationship, and I won't get into another tirade, but I want to tell you how important I think our superior colleges and universities have been to this industry, and how impressed I am every time I go back. You know, the kids are wonderful, the professors are great. Their understanding of what's going on around the world is, in many respects, as good or better than mine, and I think we are blessed with an incredible amount of support from that direction. And we damn well better take care of those institutions. That doesn't mean they don't have to change, too, because they've got cost problems of their own. But we got to avoid throwing the baby out with the bathwater. They're really tremendously important.
Well, on that note, I'll thank you very much for spending the morning with me. It's been very enjoyable.